late with Dougie. Waking up late with Dougie.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's January 2nd, Tuesday, 2018. Don't forget to change that on your check writing ability. How many people wrote a check today and put 2017?
And you have to draw the little squiggle to make it an 8.
You mind turning your volume down on your phone there, Mr.
Sure.
Radio?
I could do that.
I'm a professional here, for God's sakes.
Well, I got the show going, man.
Anyway, welcome, guys, to our first 2018 show of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Mr. Peter Leonard to my left.
Hello, everybody.
And Elgin David, wild now MTV's only, one and only.
What up?
And hey, Happy New Year. Shit. Yeah. And, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions was to not drink alcohol for 90 days.
Uh-oh.
And my wife says, we're going to celebrate on New Year's tonight. I'm like, fuck. So I'll start on 3rd.
She just opened a bottle of wine.
Yeah, she did.
I know. And so, cheers, everybody.
Peter brought it to
her. Here's my first day of resolutions.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I know I lasted a good, I haven't had a drink, actually. And I think I've had one drink in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
That's it. Yeah, I'm just tired of it, man. And I've been very depressed. You know, I had this death in the family and shit, and I just been so.
Yeah, he's been in a down area.
I've had it last 2 weeks of my life, man. They've just been 3 weeks have been.
All right, well, I don't want to start losing fucking watchers
Facebook
Live now.
No, I don't want.
Most people drink because of that.
I think I drank
too much for the last 2 weeks.
Really?
Drinking, eating, you know, the holidays from Thanksgiving all the way through to Christmas and New Year's. You're drinking and eating nonstop.
You gain weight or no?
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah, but this guy can gain weight.
I know. I don't see it.
I was on the road so long. I gained weight. Thank God.
Undress. Let me see.
Okay, Mr. Weinstein. You know, but I was on the road before,
right.
And then I had a great time in Reno and at the Laugh Factory. It was great. We had a fucking ball.
Are they watching?
Yeah, Jay's. I'm watching. One of the feature that was we had a fucking
best club you ever worked.
I would say so, dude. Laugh Factory. It's rated number one club in America.
Amazing,
right?
Wow. Such a cool place to do a show.
And,
I'm happy for you.
In a casino,
I would love to do a show
and there. You know, it's downstairs. But I brought some dress shirts. I figured I'm a casino, so I brought some collared shirts with the cuffs.
Wow,
you know, to look good.
You had some.
Yeah, and to match my shoe. You know, I'm a stylish kind of guy.
I know you are.
But then after being away so long. You know, I haven't really worked out much in the last month because of the 3 weeks on the road, and then so when I put on some of the dress shirts I brought,
no
I'm like,
"Hotels ever have gyms?"
Well, no, this one I went a few times while I was there, dipshit. But I wasn't in a hotel when I was in fucking Tulsa, Oklahoma. You got anything else to say?
Tulsa.
Yeah, when I was in Tulsa, I was staying at a house.
There's nothing to do there.
They didn't even have a fucking like a
they don't have a barbell
like a shaker weight.
Fuck no.
Yeah, every comedy condo should have a pair of shaker weights.
Shake weights.
So
that's a
you know
idea.
So I, in other words. I'm sitting there and I go to put on a dress shirt. I'm like, oh, you know, the buttons are a little uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
But I thank God I brought my t-shirts.
Okay.
And a nice, like a suit coat.
Nice.
Okay, so you just
so
put a t-shirt
that's my
blazer.
New look, man.
T-shirt blazer?
Fuck yeah.
Jeans?
Don Johnson.
Shoes.
It's got that 80s Don
but
Johnson.
But dude, it's after you get off stage, you take the, you're comfortable. You're not sitting there sweating.
Yeah. Right.
At least that's my story.
That's not a bad look.
No, it's cool.
And a jacket legitimizes everything.
By the way, Sherry, our new fan, says I have an amazing body.
Really?
Look at Peter's face.
Of work.
Sherry.
She went dot, dot, dot of work.
Here, honey. Here, Sherry. Your sweetheart. Wow.
Yeah. It's
does
like
Sherry
a,
know your dog?
It's like, matter of fact.
Did you blind
fact,
her, too? Did you blind
matter,
her, too?
Matter of fact, Sherry and her husband have a company of indestructible dog chew toys.
Oh, you're kidding me.
She has over 90,000 followers on Facebook.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? So yeah,
they're
going to send
of?
My doggy. I don't know. But her husband was retired from Dow Chemical.
Oh,
so I don't want my dog to get the chew toy and turn into a fucking mutant. You know, next thing you know, my dog gets a head like the fucking, was it a mask?
Yeah, right.
The dog.
Oh, yeah.
My
from
dog turns into the dog from Mask.
Yeah. Or the kid from Mask would be even worse.
That would be scary.
I worked with a girl who looked like that kid from Mask.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Had the same disorder.
I swear to you. She looked, no, she just looked, and she had that carrot top hair too, man. On top of it. Her name's Linda Stein. Look her up on my
Facebook. Is she on Facebook too?
Yeah. I'm going to pull it up. She looks exactly like this fucking thing from Mask. If the kid from Mask fucked Carrot Top, she'd have this.
Wow.
They would have had this girl, I swear to
Boy,
God.
Boy, that'd be a baby photo. I'd like to get a
piece. Yeah, I'm going to show you right now, guys.
Oh, my God.
And we'll blow it up for your Facebook people.
Man, well,
it's frightening.
So, where the hell was I? So,
you were talking about your shirts, your new look, blazers.
Yeah, so I felt, you know, it was man, you know what I mean?
No socks?
Yeah, I wear socks.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, you got to wear socks, Peter.
No, you don't.
What do I wear? Boat shoes? Yeah, I never wore boat shoes. You ever wear boat shoes?
I used to wear boat shoes all
the
time.
Yeah, I never was a boat shoe.
The brown ones with the little tie on the top.
But the boat shoes never worked for me.
I used to wear them all the time.
Khakis. I wore khakis
once. I grew up on Long Island, and we all wore that shit, man.
I don't. I never wore boat shoes.
Boats, because we were on boats.
I wore the Vans.
Yeah.
Like the surfer sneakers kind of thing.
I wear Vans now. I'm wearing Vans right now, actually. They're outside. They're Super Nintendo. I mean, they're Super Mario Vans.
Right.
They have like little Mario prints.
Was that lying?
Wow.
Right. That's all you can say. I worked at a couple of radio stations with her. That's it. That's Carrot Top's fucking mother or something.
he said wild too.
It's Mrs. Right. Carrot Top.
I wasn't kidding. If you guys in Facebook can see this, but
don't.
Holy Jesus.
He can't. Thank God for resolution. Thank God for Logitech's lack of resolution.
Thank you for
Christ,
this.
Man.
So where were we? So, dude, I felt comfortable with the t-shirt and a nice jacket.
It's a nice look for you.
But it was great. We had a good time there. Mm-hmm. And we went to Tahoe. We took a day and went down to Tahoe.
Did you see where they filmed Godfather 2?
When he goes out in the lake?
Yeah.
And
shot fucking Fredo?
Oh, the fish biting.
Yeah.
Every time before I catch but a here, fish, I say, hey,
and shout out to my buddy Joey Medina, who actually invited me on the gig. And, you know, who I would say, I love the guy. He's funny. He's great. He's the sweetest guy you'd met, but he's a worse fucking driver.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know when you drive with somebody that goes from brake to gas?
Oh, God, I hate that.
And we're driving through the mountains and shit, and it was like overcompensate, undercompensate. As we got towards the end, I said, I'm going to get sick, you know, because, you know, I felt bad.
What happened? Did you take over?
No, not that, not that much of an asshole.
Got a rental car?
Yeah, we got a nice Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, but we ended up going just having lunch and hanging out in South Lake Tahoe over by the Harrah's and the Harvey's. And I look up and I see the sign that says performing this week, Bobby Collins.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I figured, you know what? I'm going to message him. So I messaged Bobby Collins, and I guess he thought I was in Reno at first. He goes, I don't have a car, whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, we're just downstairs. And then he realized it, and all of a sudden you see him come walking.
Mm-hmm.
So I hung out with him.
That's awesome.
Funny thing is he was wearing a t-shirt and a jacket.
Actually, he was wearing shorts. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the photo of all of us.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, he was just, you know.
Now, what did he have? He had like a 3-day weekend thing there?
Well, like anything. He was there. He wasn't with his family. So he's probably sitting in his hotel doing nothing. When you're a comic during the day, what else are you going to do?
Right.
And he was thinking about going skiing. But as you know, there wasn't much snow in that part of the country.
Yeah, just in room,
that's crazy.
Room 420 there was.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
I don't know.
There's no snow in Tahoe?
They said the last year at that time there was snow.
Yeah.
I mean, but there was no snow this week or past week. So he came down, we hung out, and we talked about our friend, you know, Randy Singer. He's like, you know, I'll talk to him. I said, I don't think it's going to help, buddy, but do what you need to do.
Well, he hates him, too.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to tell everybody else that.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. He loves him.
Yeah, good buddy of mine.
Never met him.
So.
Won't meet him at the barbershop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Here's everything is going to revolve around two things. The comedy went great. We had great shows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everything went. And then, of course, there was the gambling part.
And did you win any money while you were out there gambling? Because, of course, doing the shows is super fun. I mean, they went well.
Yeah, the shows are.
But then it's like, after the show, let's go have some fun. Let's spend some money. Let's gamble. You got to gamble when you're out with the casinos.
You got to lose what you just made.
Yeah, fuck it.
Dude,
have fun.
That's the depressing part. The first night, Jay and I went to go. Jay went out there. We went to go play poker.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in the poker room.
Yeah.
And it was my bad beat night. I mean, I lost $400 in a matter of like 4 hours. I already tell the wife everything, Peter.
Oh, please.
I don't have any secrets.
The hookers?
Listen. There's certain things I have Alzheimer's symptoms earlier. I'm down.
Selective,
so right away, like memory. You just said, here I am laying in bed the first night after I'm there, or whatever, Wednesday night I think it was we went. I'm thinking, I'm depressed. I'm like, fuck, I just lost most of what I'm going to make on this trip. And I already used my points to get a free flight.
Right.
So I thought, okay, at least it's going to be. And I didn't bring merch.
You're going to owe them.
I'm opening the show.
You're going to write them a check when you leave.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stay performing there for another 4 months to pay my tax.
Dishes in the back.
Hey, isn't that the comic from last week? So, So I'm a little depressed, right? So the second night we go back to play again, and I'm doing all right till the last bit I'm there. I'm dealt aces.
Ooh.
Pre-flop, I get aces. Oof. And I'm going to set a trap. I'm going to set a trap so people call. And this one guy went all in. No, everybody called the round, and then the flop came jack, 8-4.
Right.
And everybody called, check, or check. And the guy goes, I'm all in with like $120. I go, I call. The guy looks at me like, oh, shit. He had jack, deuce. So he had a pair of jacks on the flop. Turn comes, 8-0, you know, whatever. Guess what he gets on the river?
Jack.
Fucking jack.
Of course.
$150. I'm up $50. Boom.
Gone.
Just like that. Bad beat, wow. Dougie all of a sudden.
Those aces always trick
fucking
you.
Aces.
Is that when you picked on the black kid at the next table?
I don't pick on black people, Peter. That's your job.
Well, what was that big fight you had then?
No, that was on another night.
Oh.
You mind if I go at my own pace before you want to see? You try to let the, you know.
See, I'm
so,
just fucking with you.
So,
I missed doing a show. Go ahead.
But here's the best part about gambling. So then we go to, that day we're at Harris.
Mm-hmm.
We decide, let's go visit the casino in Harris. Mm. So we take a walk around Harris. And I introduced Jay to the game of three-card poker.
Ooh, wow.
You ever play three-card poker?
No.
Three-card poker is a very interesting game. You can make a lot of money. You can lose a lot of money pretty quick.
Quickly.
Because there's basically 2 to 3 bets. You bet like an ante, $10, let's say. And then you have it's a double or better bet where that's where your odds are. You get a straight or 3 of a kind, you get 40 to 1.
You get your uncle.
So if you have like if you get 3 of a kind, you bet down 10, you get $400 for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad win, right?
That's amazing.
So and then they had a bonus bet where your cards with the dealer's cards, if you get the 6 whatever, you know they pay even higher odds.
Hmm.
Long story. Wow. I guess the board needs some air. I've been gone for a few weeks. Long story short, I'm up $700 at 3-card boom.
Holy,
I got 3 of a kind. I got jacks.
How long?
Like an hour.
Really?
I got jacks. I got a straight. I got on that double bet. I got in a full house with the deal.
Nice.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm happy again. Look, I'm in the plus.
You had a full house with 3 cards. That's so funny, right?
You play with the dealer's card.
Right.
The question, did you quit while you were ahead?
Well, yes. After I got the threatening text from my wife, after I sent her a photo of the chips I just won. She had a big red sign. Stop. So it's time to go anyway.
Do they let you take pictures in a casino like that?
You're not supposed to, but it's not like I'm sitting there with a fucking, with a Polaroid.
A Kodak.
Sneaky.
You know what I mean? I'm acting like
say
I'm reading
cheese.
A text.
He's got the thing over his head.
Yeah.
Just taking a photo of my chips.
Look like Rodney in Easy Money.
Angel Salazar says hello, by the way.
Angel.
You.
That's my boy, man. How are you, bro? Chichi. Get the yayo.
Chichi. So I'm feeling good, right? Go to the shows now. Everybody's last night's a show, New Year's, right? New Year's Eve, everybody's done. Those guys, Jay and Joey, got to get up. I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I'm not tired.
Right.
I'm gonna go down and hang out, do a little gambling.
Well, I blow shit.
I don't do blow, Peter. So I'm hanging out. Well, all right, met some nice people playing, and I go to this one table. Nice group of interesting people. Like, looks like some people from Real Housewives of fucking Beverly Hills or something.
Okay,
this one woman that looks like Peg Bundy.
Right.
And there was this, a young black gentleman standing next to me, about 6'1", 6'2". Uh-huh. And he offers me his beer that's already open when I get there. He's like, something screwed up. This, and I'm like, no, I'm good, dude. I'm not drinking. Yeah, I'm not,
Right.
I was just drinking water at this point.
Oh, he had some shit in it. I think he wanted to probably date rape you or some shit.
Yeah, he gives me the Cosmopolitan.
Right.
Actually,
he liked the jacket t-shirt combo.
Yeah, he did too. Yeah.
I saw your show, Dougie.
I liked your shoes too.
Have a sip.
Yeah.
Try some of my drink. Anyway,
like
now all of a sudden something happens. Something happens. He spits or something up, and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh my god!" He's sitting there with his hands out like this, like he's about to do surgery.
Right.
And he's like, "Oh, can somebody get me a napkin? This and that." And
so
like,
he spit all over his hands.
I don't know. Yeah, something happened. I wasn't paying attention.
Or
but
he sneezed.
I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is his hands looked like he just picked up shit with him.
Maybe
His own bodily fluids were covering his hands, they were in a public space.
Exactly. So here I am. He's sitting just to the right to me. He's doing this, and then he's talking to the people, the dealer. And I need a napkin. Can somebody get me a napkin? And now he's like doing this in front of me. His hands are like pointing, literally this close. Now listen, you guys, I'm not gonna lie to you and make this. If it was over here, I wouldn't give. He's standing like
that's gross.
Right in front of me. And after a couple, I was like, dude, get your fucking hand. And he gets all fucking whoa, motherfucker. And he wants to throw down with me.
Which trouble?
This is the best part. about being in a situation of comfort and confidence, when somebody wants to throw down with you, and you know that you're ready for the task.
Yeah.
It's almost like a moment where everything slows down. You know, like in X-Men, when Quicksilver goes around there, when they're in that the Pentagon.
Yep,
and he's running around.
And he's just looking, and he's assessing the room.
If I can pass time in a bottle.
Running slow motion.
First thing that I'd like to do.
It's one of the coolest scenes.
It's a great fucking scene in that movie.
I can tell you didn't see
it. He never saw it. What's this guy going to watch? X-Men. Superhero movies?
Please. No, I live in the real world.
So the guy stands. I'm still sitting in my chair. The guy turns and stands off me. He's like, "Let's do this, motherfucker!" With the arms like this, puffed up.
Oh boy!
And I'm sitting there like this.
Do you take your belts and shit with you when you go?
Yeah,
traveling?
I hang them from my. Yeah, I walk around with them.
I would bring it. I would just wear a gi when I go out.
Dude, don't laugh. I had my buddy of mine, Steve Pilar.
Yeah.
One of the instructors in one of the schools I worked at. We'd leave the school. And he would still be wearing his karate pants with his fucking belt on
right,
and his flip-flops. I'm like, dude, you can take the belt off at least. I mean, the pants are comfortable, I know.
Yeah,
so,
that's so funny.
So the guy squares off with me. And I'm just sitting there. I'm just looking. I turned my chair to him, and I said, go for it, buddy.
No, he wasn't standing, though.
He was standing.
Oh, he stood, and you sat.
Where am I going to go?
What a punk he was.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you're squaring off with somebody, and somebody's just sitting there with his hands folded in front of him and saying to you, like they're in a fucking talk show.
I'd be petrified of that person.
I mean, you know what I mean? First of all, I just got done working at this club for the first time. I don't want to screw it up by knocking somebody's head through a pillar.
That's true. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, that guy, that comic, he did great, but I think he killed somebody in the casino that night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he killed. Right. Oh, Dougie, he killed. Oh, yeah.
And the guy does that, and I said, and he says to me, he says, yo, fuck, I'm going to fuck you up. I said, dude, listen, do what you need to do. But make the first move because the consequences I'm not going to suffer.
Right.
And he looked at me a little puzzled, like, what the hell I just said? And right. And I said, well, and then he stood and he didn't do something. I said, shut the fuck up and play. Ooh, and then he bounces off. I'm like, well, and then I sat back in the chair and I went, what do you want me to do? You're going to fucking do it or not? I mean, let's play.
Right.
Guy didn't do nothing. The typical. Shh.
But Jesus I don't understand how did the little, you know how in the movies it's always like the eye in the sky.
Yeah.
Immediately like someone shows up. Is there a problem?
We're
gentlemen?
In arena.
Right. Right.
Can you please step away from the table?
Yeah. The guy
sir?
Should walk up like in Casino with the billy club, with the tase him, right? Like Don Rickles when Rickles had that problem with the fucking guy. That was it.
So
how did no one come over? What kind of casino was this?
And then we're playing. We started playing again. He's giving me that evil look, but I could see him like turn to me like. And I looked at him. I smiled. I go, "What the fuck, dude?" I go, "Do something or shut the do something or fucking move on, buddy."
I would have kissed him.
I call him. I said,
"Just kiss him."
A schoolboy. I call him schoolboy. I think at that moment I didn't say anything derogatory.
How
to the
old
guy.
Do you think he was, by the way?
30, 29, 31.
He was a punk.
So but I didn't say
young whippersnapper.
But I didn't say anything derogatory. I didn't say anything like hey, Moulignan, or what I mean? I didn't want to, get, There was no reason to make it, I was basically just saying, look, dude, but the meanest thing I said to the guy was, make your move, schoolboy.
Yeah.
Said, make your move.
What do you call him, boy? That's a bit.
And then that's when I had my hands on the table like this, and he was squared off, and I was saying, all I kept saying at that point was, please sucker punch me right now.
Right, right.
Please throw that sucker punch with that hand open like this, where my face is going to probably break your fingers because you don't know how to throw a punch.
Right.
So, and then I look, and he's standing there, and I looked at the pit boss standing right there. I said, dude, this guy's hostile.
Right.
What the fuck are you guys waiting for?
Right.
And he did nothing. No, we did nothing. Yeah. Welcome to Reno.
Mm.
Wow.
I did make an observation, though. The people of Reno, I noticed that 95% of the people walking the streets of Reno have a limp.
Really?
Yeah.
95%?
Yeah, I would give that number comfortably.
What
95%.
What does that even mean?
A limp from what?
I don't know. All I know is I'm going to Reno. I'm going to start selling hand canes. Canes or fucking walkers.
Why is that?
There's a lot of homeless people, I'm guessing, in Reno.
But damn, what the fuck is with their legs?
Maybe they just lost the heel of their shoe. You sell the heels of a shoe. That's what you do.
They got
you
faulty.
Sell one heel.
Jay Hollingsworth confirms that, by the way.
Thank you.
Joey Medina brought that up one of the last nights. He goes, Dougie, I don't know if you blame me for this, but Dougie made an observation while we were in Reno, but most of the people here limp.
Yeah.
I guess depending on that joke depends on how many actual locals are in the audience. So, at any rate, all in all, I was proud of myself because there was a different Dougie, the always dangerous, that would have stood up to that guy and said something to him in a whisper.
Yeah.
I could have looked at him and said,
hey, Schwigmeister.
Hey, Schwatze. Yeah. Whatever. I would have done anything to make him throw. I would have said anything to piss him off.
Yeah.
to throw the punch,
like
and then
an offensive lineman. When on the line there.
Yeah, the trash talk.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
trash talk.
Yo, your wife was unbelievable.
By the way, I don't know if you guys aren't big football.
Your wife gave me a blowjob in the hotel. Yeah.
What was that? Well, you guys remember the famous quote in basketball where somebody said to who's the guy who played the guy from Toronto that played with us? He looked like the Predator. Chris Bosh,
okay.
Somebody said, I think it was Carmelo Anthony said to Chris Bosh, or somebody said, hey, your wife tastes like Fruit Loops. You remember that?
They almost
squared off in the parking lot.
Yep.
Or it was Kobe Bryant. I think it was Kobe Bryant said that. I don't know who it was, but it was a classic.
That's funny.
Speaking
shit,
of trash
man.
Talk, in the great football game in college this weekend, the big games. Clemson got destroyed by Alabama.
Oh, my God, it was an amazing game.
And then the other big game was Oklahoma? No, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
No, Alabama played Clemson.
Yeah, I was.
But in the other game that went forever, and the one guy
the
screamed
one that went, they went like double overtime?
I think that was Georgia Tech. University of Georgia versus,
I don't know.
What the fuck. But the one guy, to the guy who won the Heisman, they lost the game, and he says, humble yourself. The brother was saying, you know. If you're going to win, it's one thing to be a sore loser, but it's another thing to be a gracious winner.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like in other words, if that guy would have threw a punch at me, because I'm just going to share. When the guy was standing in front of me and I was sitting in the chair like that, and I was just waiting for him to grab me or something like that, and grab me, you know, he's going to be in trouble if he puts his hands on my neck, because next thing you know, his arms are going to be pulled out of his sockets.
And you're beating with him. Beating him with him.
Grab
my arm back, please.
Hey,
please.
Man, I got to go bowling tomorrow.
Get my arm back.
So I pictured him. If he was going to grab me, I was just going to go underneath him and run him right into the pillar that was standing behind him.
Ooh.
You know, or the
so you
slot
like,
machine.
You said, like Quicksilver.
I visualized it.
You visualized your next move 10 steps ahead. But that's how, I think that's how fighters think.
You got
it. You want to plan. It's like chess.
But that's the only thing, that's what I'm saying.
I feel the same.
He didn't realize he was stepping up against someone who was trained in the martial arts.
And you know what I didn't do?
Right.
Can I tell you what
See, that's what's scary about anywhere when you want to pick a fight with him. Because now everybody knows fucking MMA or something. It's scary to start a fight.
Also,
like Dougie's, you're very unassuming. People don't know that you're, like, you don't look
people
like
don't,
you.
People don't even think I could touch my toes.
Yeah, you don't look like you're a typical.
Touch yours.
Double black belt.
Well.
Are those both ears, by the way?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, by the way, Jay, thanks, man. It was Kevin Garnett.
You tie them together now just to get around them.
Kevin Garnett. Hey. Thanks, buddy. Kevin Garnett said that was, Kevin Garnett said it to Carmelo Anthony, by the way. Thanks, Jay. So it was just that moment. You could tell, and that was the thing. I think I didn't say anything. You know, sometimes you're tempted to go, you know who you're fucking dealing with? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I just said, dude, this isn't going to.
I should have a card, like like a professional card. If somebody who's got a double black belt, dude, first of all, you know that you're, I don't know how true this is, but your hands are licensed as weapons. Whatever.
Here's the only reason that matters. If I get into a fight with somebody,
right,
and he doesn't get up for a few weeks, then I'm in trouble.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Number one.
So if you hand somebody a card that says licensed martial arts expert, please, you know, you're taking your life in your hands. And just hand them the card when you get into it.
That would be fucking.
Wouldn't that be funny as shit?
And it could also be your business card.
Right.
For Dougie Dangerous Comedy. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I love that idea,
man. Double-sided.
The only thing I said to him was like, you know, you're gonna regret, you know, do what you need to do, but you're not going to be happy with the outcome.
Right. I hope they have good hospitals in Reno.
Yeah. You know, and then he says, "Oh, you don't need to say shit." And he says, "Dude, make your fucking move. Stop talking."
Right.
Anyway,
what a punk.
Jay Howe says, "You know, they're going to kick your ass by the cauliflower ears. That's what you got to watch for."
Yeah.
If a guy's got cauliflower ears,
either he's
an MMA guy or his girlfriend's got big thighs.
Right.
He's dating Serena Williams.
Somebody's husband came home early.
He's dating Serena Williams.
Yeah.
She got some nice legs.
Dude, mm-hmm. Trust me, I'd take cauliflower ears for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
So that was a joke I wrote about that at a party.
Yeah.
And Serena Williams is like, holy shit, she's so hot. Like, but they heard one of her boyfriends were there. Like, how do we know which one of her boyfriends are? Just go, hey, who's dating Serena? Huh? That fucking guy. All righty. But thanks for the input, Jay. And, of course, Jay Hu, who's a local comic here in the South Florida scene. So that's what happened in Reno. Now I'm home, feeling good. You guys have a good New Year's?
Well,
you had a rough one.
It was all right.
I had a good New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so much fun. I was drinking, saw fireworks, I danced, sang karaoke.
Get laid?
Ate food. Get laid?
Sex. On New Year's Eve?
Well,
a lot of people base their whole goddamn... I have a friend, man, and this guy was so desperate. He's 65 years old, and he was just... I don't have a date New Year's Eve. I don't know what to do. I actually make two days. And I'm like, why are you so... You come off so fucking desperate,
man. Put too much pressure into it.
It's just another night.
Yep, exactly. You know?
And people get so fucking stupid.
I had fun enjoying everyone's company.
Really good.
That was the most important part.
And was it at somebody's house?
Yeah, it was at my in-law's house.
Okay, so good.
House parties are always fun.
Clean up. You're not in trouble with the cleanup.
Actually, she didn't let anyone leave the house. She took everybody's keys away, and no one can leave once you got there.
Oh, yeah?
And I set up my sound. I set up the karaoke, the DJ, music. The neighbors were doing fireworks, shooting gigantic fireworks, which I think is funny that they let it slide.
Right.
You know, because everybody was doing it. What, are they going to arrest everybody?
Right.
We were blowing mortars, like... Gigantic.
I don't get it. I mean, it scares the shit out of the fucking animals.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah. Hell yeah. We had a fucking blast. We ate a bunch of great food.
You're fucking too old for this shit.
Fireworks.
When you have children, you let your kids blow their arms off and shit?
What are you talking about? Why the fuck would I let my children be out there lighting fire? A little 3-year-old?
Because that's what's going to happen.
They're going to fucking explode.
That's what'll happen.
You don't want the kids to play your fireworks.
No, never.
What was that guy on the New York Giants who blew his hand off?
Lawrence Timmons.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Did he really?
Yeah. He blew two, whatever's the, that, yeah. The
pointer finger, the middle finger.
What's his name? Paul Pierre.
Yeah, Paul Pierre.
John Paul Pierre, right. He blew his fucking two of his fingers. The guy, he's wearing a huge bandage the first half of this.
Just before he signed the contract.
No, right after he signed the contract.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Wow.
He couldn't be signed a contract without his hand blown.
Seems like, the signature didn't look right. Can you give us another signature? Don't be a smart ass.
Yeah, that's an X. Oh, you can't tell that's an X?
Can I just put a thumbprint?
Let me go get my thumb. It's across the street.
Yeah. That's terrible.
I got hands everywhere.
I saw something crazy happen on 4th of July. I was in New York City. And fireworks are going off, craziness, and all of a sudden, somebody went close near the fireworks, and then she came back, and her face was just bleeding.
Really?
Dripping onto the floor.
And she was in shock that her face was, you know.
And you thought that was funny?
Did she know what happened?
No, I'm not telling you because it's funny.
Oh.
But my buddies were like, let's get the fuck out of here.
What happened to her?
But they called 911.
She blew herself up?
Something blew up and hit her. Like
in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, fuck.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the city.
That's awful, man.
The middle of Queens, I think.
Now, was it a terrorist attack thing?
No. It was fireworks.
Yeah. Fireworks. Stick with the story. So, yeah. But have you ever seen it? Like, we were at this one thing. It was like a sporting event. I'm trying to remember where it was now. We're in street. And these people, like, put their patio chairs, like, real close to where the light and the fireworks off.
Yeah.
And we're like, somebody should tell these fucking people to move back. You know what I mean? Because you ever see those batteries, those missiles, you light them, it's like 1,000, they go...
Yeah, right?
And those things don't have like a big, like a gun barrel where they go straight up in the air. Those things go... I've gotten
they
those
turn,
things.
They
go
they
everywhere,
twist,
man.
But, you know, they're supposed to last...
And once they start firing, there's
it's a battery. There's like 1,000 of them. They go... and they start... The base gets disrupted in a sense.
It's propulsion.
These people are standing there like maybe 15, 20 yards away from where they're lighting it. And all of a sudden, they're going up. And it was like when you watch a tornado turn.
Yeah.
You know, people are watching it. They started going and they're like... Got hit with like 18 or 20 of those things, all nailing him in the chairs. One person fell back.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, you need to be that close to fireworks? Mm.
I put a mortar in wrong once.
Right.
And it fucking blew up in the middle of the street, and it almost killed a bunch of people.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, I made it out alive, guys.
Member of ISIS now.
I made it out alive. I don't fuck with fireworks anymore. Like, personally, I don't light them.
Yeah.
But I'll watch them, and I still think they're fun.
Yeah.
If done right.
But you won't fuck light them.
Some people like to light them.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with them.
Right.
So I shouldn't be lighting them.
Right. Yeah.
That goes with a lot of different things in life. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing, let the person who knows doing.
Right.
Like, let the cook stay in the kitchen.
Right. That's right.
But I'll still eat it.
Yeah.
Fuck, but I'm not. Yeah. So that's how I think about it.
There you go. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey, everybody.
Elgin David.
I'm here.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2018. Again, don't forget to change that date. We're going to come back here. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll come back for Straight from the Headlines right after this.
We can do that.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
All
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Hey, by the way, did you guys know that there's new Oreo flavors?
Really?
I
didn't know that.
You didn't see it? Did you see it?
One of them. I saw one that was like...
Poo-tang?
Fucking weird. No, it was really like cotton candy or something.
Right.
I think. I don't know what it was.
Well, here's some of the new Oreo flavors. Cherry Cola Oreos.
Wow.
Kettle Corn Oreos.
Ugh.
I don't know if I dig that one because I think of Kettle Corn, I'm like getting like dental floss.
Yeah.
Right? And Pina Colada Oreo.
Are these real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pina Colada sounds okay.
That's the new one.
Yeah, you like that?
I haven't drank, and speaking of that, I haven't like a mixed drink like that or a frozen drink in quite a while. You know?
Yeah.
And now I won't be drinking much except for tonight I'm having my wine. The wife's making a turkey.
That's what I heard. She's making turkey.
Yeah.
You have some nice roasted potatoes with olive oil and garlic.
Yeah, we're celebrating New Year's Eve together since we weren't together.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what that means, man.
Yeah.
Oysters. Appetizer.
By the way, speaking of a couples, couple nab for X-rated romp in Texas eatery. That's one thing I can tell you I like. I enjoy like a little sex in public.
Right.
You ever like, yeah?
On I mean, the top of a, yeah, at Wendy's. I did the other day, right on the table.
Yeah. January 2nd, a Texas couple celebrated New Year's early by engaging in oral sex while seated in a booth at Austin in an Austin restaurant.
Get out of here.
She was giving or receiving?
An act that was witnessed by other diners. Police charged Jonathan Hightower, 31, and LaShonda Fisher, 28, with public lewdness in connection with their alleged carnal encounter last Saturday evening at Baby Acapulco Eatery in Austin.
They were out of guacamole. That's what she wanted. She wanted a little bit of that special sauce.
Mm. Well, it's a problem. It's a problem. It comes out looking like guacamole.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
that's
true. I couldn't think of a sauce faster. I'm sorry. Wasabi?
You know, there's a
Mexican restaurant? Let's see.
There's a
mayo?
A porn that they shoot it in this box truck that's made out of one-way glass.
Right.
And they just park it in the middle of the Times Square or whatever, like in this, like, I guess it's in like Europe or somewhere. And they're in there
banging away. I just saw that recently.
And there's people just walking next to it, walking by.
And everybody gets nervous when they get in. They're like, oh my God, they're going to see us. And the guy's like, don't worry about it. They can't see us.
And he's like, but they might smell it. And it's like, and she looks at him like, what?
Oh,
ew.
Christ.
One witness told police she was eating when she observed the female suspect giving oral sex to the male suspect.
It was a chalupo.
The diner recalled the female suspect's head bobbing up and down.
Wow.
Towards the male suspect's the groin area for about 5 minutes. Hey, that's good lasting power. Or that is she's not very good.
Well, I don't
know. A good smoke 'em slow, 5 minutes, you know.
5 minutes is...
I mean, I'm ready to shoot off like a cannon. I haven't been with my wife since I've been home.
Well, you're looking to get caught at that point.
Yeah.
If you're taking that long in public,
right?
You got to get it one and done real fast in a public spot. It's more about the rush of doing it than
really
the length of it. Yeah, you want to be having a 5 minute long blowjob in the middle of a Wendy's or some shit?
Like, depends if I've eaten already.
Can I get you something else? Yeah, you want to join?
Depends if they've given you anything. Uh oh, look at that.
Let's see. Both witnesses say they were offended by the sexual activity inside the restaurant, where multiple children were present.
Talk about a happy meal. Hi-yo. Anyway.
Police review surveillance footage showed the female suspect's head descended down towards the male's suspected groin area. When confronted by police, Hightower and Fisher acknowledged they had been sitting together inside the Baby Acapulco. If convicted, the misdemeanor charge, Hightower could face a maximum of 1 year in jail, where he won't be getting blown anymore, but he'll definitely get his ass banged.
That's terrible.
Yikes. He's not going to be getting raped for getting blown, and like
people
probably think that's cool.
Hey man, why
are
you?
Oh,
in
why
here?
You get arrested? Oh, I was getting a blowjob in the middle in the fucking restaurant, man. I got my hamburger.
We ran out of guacamole, so.
And she had some hot dog.
I told my wife, get on my guacamole.
And they'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
The guys who get fucked up in jail are the idiots who do things with women or children.
The molesters and the rapists.
Yeah, they're the ones who get fucking beat up, treated. I mean, I watch a lot of Lock Up. I can't say personally because I've never been there, but I watch Lock Up all the time. And
you wouldn't fare well in prison.
Me? Probably not.
He would not fare well.
Well, it depends, dude. He could probably have a lot of money in his commissary. You know?
Yeah, exactly. There's reasons why certain people get treated certain ways.
That's it, man.
If I have a lot of Cheetos, you know, trading them for fucking ramens. And...
Hey, Elgin, can you get me one of those Nintendo hats?
Yeah, man.
And I'll give you two slices of cheese at lunch.
I'll tell you.
Everyone's
the
like, oh,
thing.
I was watching one. This guy known as the Cheese Man.
Yeah.
Because he's got the cheese. Yeah. If you know cheese in jail, you go see him. And because he's like, yeah, I'll give you two slices. And people will give him stuff for the cheese. Like, here's a bar of soap.
So he's got somebody who works at Publix in the deli section?
No, I guess.
They keep bringing me that Munster.
No, you know what it is? I think it was he works in the commissary. So because of. Or in like the lunch line, or whatever. Right. So because of that, he gets access to extra lunches. So what he would do, he would just save the extra lunches and save them, and then he'd have all this like a stockpile.
Hmm.
So people are like, oh, that's the cheese man.
That's it, man. It's a brutal place, man.
Yeah, Peter's been in jail.
Shh.
Here's a story. Man uses $11,000 worth of coins to pay for a car.
How much?
$11,000. That's coins.
In coins. I bet they made them wrap them. You ever go somewhere and you have a whole bunch of change and shit, and you have to? They go, oh no, you got to wrap those.
I had to bring some to the bank recently. They
wouldn't take them unwrapped. Right?
They gave me the papers.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you have a fucking Coinstar machine here?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
You better
why don't the
Publix.
Banks have them?
Right. Publix has it. You put the thing in the counter.
And they charge
you. No,
but
then
they
charge
you
for
it. Charge like 2% or something.
It's stupid.
Yeah, they're fucked. I'll tell you what, man. There's a fucking bank that charges you the same goddamn thing, man. It's not Chase Bank.
TD Ameritrade?
Yep.
TD Bank does it?
Yeah. Yep, they sure do, man, those bastards.
They have the machine?
They have a machine, and they charge you for it.
Well, you know what? That's the fee. I mean, that or you got to spend all that time. Like, think about it. Like, okay, let's say I have like $50
in
change.
It's a convenience fee.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? But then you got to trust it. You know, you can actually count them all. You know, think about it. Who inventories their change to make sure it's correct?
I do.
The banks could be screwing us right now. January 2nd, a car dealership in China had to be closed for the afternoon so staff could count about $11,000 worth of coins used to purchase a car.
Yen.
Hey, come over and help me. One, a two, that's a nickel, that's a dime.
Oh, no, we got to start again.
They used an abacus.
Oh, fuck.
But they used an abacus.
Lost count. Stop talking about your weekend. A video recorded December 17th at a dealership office in Putian City, Fujian province, shows employers at the BMW dealership. Listen, if you're buying a BMW with change.
And it's only 11 grand.
Yeah, wait till you got to get a brake job.
Right.
Oh, fuck, here comes that guy again. With the pants, with the big pocket.
All you hear is ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
Sounds like a Spanish maraca.
Yeah.
And province shows employees at the BMW to count out coins for more than 10 large boxes. The coins were reportedly brought in by a man who said that he wanted to use them for the purchase of the car.
Oh, Jesus.
The businessman told dealership employees he had been saving up all his life for these coins to buy his favorite BMW. So, couldn't have been a good BMW for 11 grand.
Well, probably pre-owned.
Well.
It's still BMW.
Sure.
Right.
5 Series.
Well, you never buy that. You never buy. Listen, there's a couple cars you never get.
What?
Old and used and out of warranty. One is a BMW.
Oh, God.
And the other one's a Mercedes.
Right.
Right?
Cost you a fortune.
You know, if you're going to buy those cars, man, buy them under warranty.
Yeah.
And then get rid of them before. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
But we got that jug. We got the 5-gallon jug that we put our change in. It's like, you know, the big old water jugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I got like, it's like this full right now.
Wow.
And then too, I take like $1 or $5 every case. I got change in my pocket. I throw that in there too.
That's what I do. I have a little Folgers can.
My floor of my car, man, is filled with, I have at least $16.
Let's tell everybody where our secret stash is.
I have $16 in fucking
safe. My combinations in my safe
it's
is
not going to be in a Folgers can anymore.
My daughter was little. You wore suit pants for years going around,
right?
Didn't you hate getting chains? You went out for lunch somewhere, you did something, and you had to, that change in your suit pants. I hated that. Whenever I got back in my car after getting change, I would throw my shit on the floor of my car. I'll show you when you leave. I got fucking change all over.
Right.
And once a week, I'd let my daughter, when she was a little kid, at the end of the week, she'd go and get her allowance. That was her allowance.
Clean out my car.
And she'd fucking end up some week, she'd have anywhere from $4 to $14, you know, because it depends what the fuck, you know. And I always had a ton of change in my car. I still do. Always.
Nice.
Now, listen, you've gone to the beach. They rape you when you go to the fucking beach. You got to have quarters.
Well, stop going to the gay beach, Peter.
Oh, that's true. Well, I know. You got the coins. You got to put money in the fucking, you know, it's ridiculous. But now they have all that shit, though. You kids with the, you know, you take the
picture. Oh, that's the best thing, dude. And you just, you call a number and you got it set up on your phone.
Yeah.
Put the parking space number, that's the zone in.
Yeah.
And then what's your secret passcode? Boom.
Pay by phone.
How many minutes? 220, 240, done.
It's easy.
And then you get a text, hey, you're about to run out of time, dumbass.
Right.
All right.
That's the best thing.
It's the best way. That's what I'll use.
Here's a money story. Woman wins $5 million from a lottery ticket she didn't mean to buy.
Give it to me.
A New York lottery player who ended up with a scratch-off ticket she hadn't intended to buy ended up winning $5 million.
Wow.
Hey, I better go out and buy something I don't want right now.
Right.
Askana Zanarov, 56, of Edgewater, New Jersey, told the news. She asked the clerk for a $1 scratch-off ticket during a recent visit to Trisha's convenience store in Manhattan. Says Zaharov said the clerk instead got out a $10 set for the ticket. So instead of the one, I guess the $10 scratch off.
Right.
Aren't your odds better the more you buy?
Of course. Yeah, you make more if you risk more.
Right.
It's obviously.
It's the same thing.
The $20 cards are going to pay out more.
When the clerk handed me the wrong ticket, I felt so bad I decided to just go ahead and buy it, Zaharov said. I actually used the ticket as a bookmark for a couple weeks before I decided to scratch it.
Oh, my God.
Deciding to go ahead and buy the ticket turned out to be a good decision as Zaharov found herself with a $5 million prize.
That's incredible, man.
She owes that fucking she ought to go to that clerk and blow him in a fucking Applebee's.
Take him to lunch at that Mexican restaurant with a black guy. Take him to lunch at a Mexican place with a black guy went with the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never said they're black.
Yes, LaShonda. LaShonda, her fucking name is?
All right.
Okay.
I never win anything, she said. I was sure the ticket was a fake. It wasn't until I brought it into the office that I knew that it was for real. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You're thinking like, because that's really pessimistic. Like, I couldn't have won.
Do you ask for help in trying to figure, or do you not tell anyone?
And you, listen.
I tell no one.
Well, that's.
Oh, you tell your chick, your mother. Everybody.
If I won the lottery, I would set up some things first before I told anyone.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Have your girl pack her bags.
I would get the ball in motion. Right. I would set up like.
Your apartment on Las Olas.
Well, that's what they say. If you win, the first thing you do is you don't tell your family. You don't tell anybody because next thing you know, everybody's going to come after you. Oh, I need help with my payments.
You got to claim that ticket first. That's the first order of business.
And you don't mail it.
And you don't tell anybody.
You drive to the state capitol, wherever the fuck you want it.
Fly there.
Exactly. I'll put it on my credit card.
Rent a plane. Rent a plane.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to rent a limo the whole way there.
You go get that paperwork settled.
Would you fly, risk the chance of dying on a fucking airplane? I mean, think about it for a second.
A car crashes.
You know, that you got to be thinking about shit like that. Like, okay, I just won. I'm going to fly to Tallahassee to claim my ticket.
I'd wrap myself in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And not leave the house.
I'd hire 14 people
to carry me.
To kind of, I'd come in like the fucking new prince of Egypt.
Right.
those big muscled guys.
So hire a car service to take you there.
That's what I'm saying. I would say, fuck it. We just won the lotto.
What are we going
to
do?
Let's get a limo to take us all the way. Well, I don't know if a limo can go out that far.
I don't think a limo would be. No,
you can take a limo to California if you wanted to.
Right. Well, get a real good town car service to drive. Sure. Hey, come with me. I need you. And then pack it with, you know, booze and shit.
You got to stretch, what do you call it? One of those.
Just get one of those Hummer vehicles.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a Hummer SUV or whatever.
Hummer. Limo. Oh, they have those limo. Yeah. Limo, yeah.
I wouldn't want to drive in a long car. I think.
Well, you're more, short.
It's dangerous, I think. I would no. Right. I mean, I would rather be in a regular size vehicle.
You gotta get a smart car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody hit it. They'll miss the car.
Right.
So, well, congratulations.
But if I do win, I'm disappearing.
Guys. $5 million.
So,
yeah.
You know what the Powerball right now is at like $400 million. And the Mega Millions is like $500 million.
That would really both help me out seriously right now.
They can help anybody.
If somebody wins both, they can help some countries $1 billion.
Oh, don't even get me started with thinking about money now.
I don't think I've ever bought a lottery ticket. Maybe twice.
Yeah, I've done plenty more than that.
Not me, man.
We have a box of them for saving them because you ever win, you can only deduct. You have to be able to, so if you save all those ones you bought, when you win, you can say, oh, here's like $5,000 in lottery tickets I can write off. That'll do well over a $400 million win.
Yeah.
How much that saved me in taxes? Speaking of fireworks, by the way, Wayward Firework ignites 600 fireworks in trunk of a vehicle.
Oh, no.
On January 2nd, a man ringing the New Year in Houston learned of a valuable lesson when a Wayward Firework ignited the 600 unlit fireworks he was storing in the car for the next gig.
What did Allstate say about that?
Yeah.
Or what? Who's that bald guy on TV? With
Travelers.
We, yeah.
Farmers
we,
Insurance.
We've seen a lot because we did a lot.
Are farmers.
The other guy, the bald guy goes, we know a lot because we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
And they have like a foot coming out of a fucking, you know, alligator's
yeah. ass
driving a car or something.
Reveler Jonathan Garza captured the video of the New Year's celebration at a Houston strip mall where celebrants were setting off their own fireworks. The footage shows the trunk of the Dodge Charger spewing fireworks after a wayward firework caused an exploded products in the trunk. Can you imagine like a bottle rocket flew between the crack of the fucking trunk
into the trunk. The chances of it getting in there is ridiculous.
It's like a sperm.
Yeah.
It's a lucky wayward bottle rocket sperm.
I know I had my diaphragm in. Okay.
He goes, I was scared because my girlfriend was in the car.
No way.
Luckily, she got out because she's not a dumbass. Hassan said the girlfriend was not injured, nor anyone standing by nearby, except the car was kind of fucked. I love when people have mistakes like that happen in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Like people like Brighton. I think about crazy stuff. We were kids. I said this before. We used to have Roman candle battles.
Oh, my God.
We would have, like, we would use the can off the trash can
as
our shield.
As a shield, yep.
And we'd have the fucking Roman candle, and we all light them up, and we had to stay within, the parking lot, the neighborhood, two houses or something like that.
You did that, too?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Fuck, yeah. I seen a Roman candle hit somebody in the chest and burn a whole new shirt.
Oh, my God.
He looked like fucking Iron Man for a minute.
Worst we ever had, man, in Manhattan. I had a kid across 104th Street. I lived on the corner of 104th and Broadway, between Broadway and West End, and the five-story brownstone across the street. There's a kid who lived. I was on the third floor. He was on the fourth floor. We'd have these paperclip fights, rubber bands and paperclips.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And zing, 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 and that was like, you know, hours.
It was a couple weeks ago. Did you hear the story a couple weeks ago that some kids, teenagers, got in trouble for throwing sandbags over a highway. Somebody got killed.
Somebody. Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about, I remember one time me and my buddy Johnny Mandracia would stand there on Atlantic Boulevard, right there, you know, in Margate. We'd stand there with that, the paper clip and the rubber bands. Mm-hmm. As cars would go by, we'd try to hit the car.
Yeah.
And so one time a cop pulls up, and then and again, my buddy Johnny was smart.
Right.
So when the cop car pulls up, he walks right up to the cop car window. Somebody's hitting. I'm sitting there, I'm all scared to come up. He's up against the car. He's unloading.
Yeah.
He's taking out the paper clips out of his pocket.
That's funny.
And I'm sitting there like a dope with the hundreds. I look like the guy who went and bought the BMW in China.
Yeah. Man, we used to fire bottle rockets out my window across Broadway. There was a hotel across the street, Hotel Edison, that was where Jimi Hendrix lived for a couple of years. But it was a whorehouse. They had like hookers like on every floor. In the middle of the summer, man, July 4th, the fucking windows were wide open.
My God.
We'd fire bottle rockets across into the windows and get them in, man. And,
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny, man. We did so much shit. I tell you what, my brother and I, we bought those bow and arrow sets, the plastic, little plastic ones when you were a kid, little bow and arrow.
Right, yeah.
We wrapped an arrow with toilet paper, dip it in Laboris or shit,
yeah.
And then light it on fire and shoot flaming arrows out the fucking window out to Broadway. Yeah. In the city. Oh my God. Dude.
We should do that in the canal.
Yeah.
Like we'd get these and we'd just shoot them into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I was just reminded of something?
A lot more fun firing at buses.
You talk about canals. Tell this stupid story. We used to take, because in Florida we have canals. Those of you who aren't watching on Facebook or whatever, but in Florida there's a lot of canals.
Canals.
Waterways that, yeah. And so we were right off where we used to live. There was this great canal that you'd have a nice long sidewalk and then it went down. So we would build a ramp on the shore of the canal, and we would take our bicycles and tie like four or five milk jugs.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know, gallon milk jugs to them, like tie them up, like four or five of them. And we'd haul ass and we'd fly through the air into the canal, and then the bike would float. You just pull the bike back out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because of the jugs.
I mean, it was safe. Nobody got hurt, but I think everybody got hepatitis C from the canal water.
Oh, my God.
No, just don't. You never, like, we ever.
I went swimming in the canal water when I was a kid. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Ugh. And the lake, too.
I remember my brother.
Yeah, from that shit.
Because they would always, like,
duck shit.
When they had, like, we'd always go to, like, where the bridges were and build a rope and swing all that stupid shit. And my brothers would tell me, if you can swim in there, keep your mouth shut. Like, don't, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You know, don't, you know, yeah. I'd be like.
Nasty shit, swimming through tadpoles. And
your
eyes.
Your eyes.
Yeah, you got to, you don't want to be doing that.
Gross.
Shit. Here's a story. A woman ruined $300,000 worth of art on a date with a lawyer.
Oh, I saw that story. That's fucking funny, man.
I mean, I've been on dates before where it's not going well or something, and a woman starts fucking things up.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. You know,
God.
Like starts like spilling shit on your couch.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
That's shitty.
I had one time, I can't remember, I think it was in college.
Right.
The girl was like, I'm sorry. She was smoking a cigarette. She burned the fucking couch.
Oh, my God.
And then she spilled like her beer. I'm like, get the fuck out. You fucking retarded.
I had a chick who didn't tell me she was a squirter, and she flooded me. I swear to God, yeah. And fucked up my smear.
Her whole bed smear.
You're not kidding me.
Yeah, those are fun. Hey, where are we going to make? Where are we going to go tonight? Your place.
Right.
In Houston, authorities say an intoxicated Dallas woman who was on a first date with a prominent Houston trial lawyer caused at least $300,000 in damage to his art collection
when he wouldn't pay her,
including two Andy Warhols.
Yeah.
Lindy Lou Lehman, 29, was arrested Saturday on criminal mischief charges after her date, Anthony Busby, says she was released on her date, Anthony. She was released with $30,000 bond. At least she had some cash.
Yeah.
Prosecutors say Busby, 49, told investigators that Lehman got too intoxicated on their date, so he called her an Uber. After they returned to his home, Busby said Lehman refused to leave and hid inside the home.
First of all, he's 49 and she was what, 29?
Yeah.
Okay, she's a hooker. He's an attorney. She's at the house.
She's this is not, like a pretty woman.
He's getting fucked, huh?
It's like pretty woman.
Right. Except, you know, she probably got a little tipsy, something happened. And he didn't want to pay her. Maybe she didn't swallow. Something happened.
Yeah. It's
get out.
And this is a story he's making up?
No. Then she went wild and she fucking started hacking up his art, saying, I'll tell you what, you're going to pay me or I'm going to fuck up your Andy Warhols.
Authorities said that she tore down several paintings and poured red wine on some of them while yelling obscenities.
Yep.
She also allegedly threw two $20,000 sculptures across the room and shattered them.
Nice. Oof. She had a good arm, man.
Yeah.
Where is this, Houston?
She's now competing in the Summer Olympics shot put.
Right. Got a good arm, man.
Damaged Warhol paintings were each valued at $500,000. Busby has represented high-profile figures, including Texas Governor Rick Perry in an abuse of power case. By the way, speaking of that, I watched the movie Darkest Hour earlier today with my wife, and you got to go see that movie.
You know, it
was phenomenal. Mm. Gary Oldman's awesome. It's great. I actually teared up in one of the scenes. Wow. It's an emotional drawing. It's an incredible. And the funny part about that movie is it couldn't help but beginning of Winston Churchill's career as Prime Minister of England. Just before this is when Dunkirk was going on. That other movie, you know, he had to deal with that shit and. You know, Germany was barreling through France. Those pussies gave up and, you know, and they were all, everybody was treating him, guess like who? Guess who Churchill had a similar, when he first came into power as prime minister?
Trump.
They were treating him just like him. He doesn't know, he's a drunk, he's a misfit, you know, yeah, this and that. Nobody likes him, we don't know what he's going to say.
Wow.
And guess what? The only thing that mattered is the one guy says, yeah, but Hitler's scared of him. The actual, the King of England said, well, you know, right, I can tell you that Hitler's scared of you.
No kidding.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, could be a good sign. It definitely seemed like a Republican person wrote that movie. Because it seemed like an analogy. Like, there was almost like this. They were trying to bring out those points that he had a similar, like, nobody likes this guy.
Well, that was like when the Green Berets came out with John Wayne, you know, in favor of the Vietnam War. You know, that was total propaganda, you know, to shift America's thoughts when people were going south on the Vietnam War.
Right.
And fucking somebody went to Hollywood and said, you guys got to do us a favor and put out the war flick and turn this shit around because, you know, these guys are coming back and being treated like shit and blah, blah, blah. And there's
Heroes. Remember the movie Heroes?
Yeah, man.
With Jane Fonda. You got to see her titties in that movie.
Yeah, both of them.
That's all he remembers from the movie.
That's all I remember.
Remember that movie I saw the titties?
I saw Jane Fonda's titties.
There's a lot of movies.
I was like 10 at the time. Here's a story. Stylist accused of giving a man an unwanted Stooges hairdo.
Which one? Curly Moe or?
Curly. In Madison, Wisconsin, police in Madison, Wisconsin arrested a hairstylist after he gave a customer a very unwanted Larry Fine hairdo.
Larry was the one with the bald. With the,
yeah, the curly. Yeah. Police spokesman Joel Despain says the 22-year-old victim told officers the stylist asked him to stop fidgeting and moving his head during the Friday haircut.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Despain says the stylist then nicked the customer ear with his clipper before running them down the middle of the man's head on their shortest attachment, leaving him looking like Larry from the Three Stooges.
I think that's great.
Thank God it wasn't the other guy.
Mo?
No.
Curly?
No, who's Shemp? Nobody likes Shemp.
I like Shemp.
You don't like Shemp?
I liked Shemp.
He's supposedly the most least liked, you know,
really?
Three Stooges.
I'd say Joe Besser probably.
Curly was the, not Curly, Joe.
Mo.
Joe was the fat one that took the place of...
Joe Besser was he was the fourth or the fifth one. There were right. like, it was Moe, Larry, Curly.
Yep.
Then there was Shemp. And then there was this guy, Curly Joe, or whatever it was.
Fucking, right.
Or something like, not Curly Joe, but this,
the
Joe
fat,
Besser.
Bald guy.
Joe Besser, right.
And he wasn't that
you
good.
You know, the other, you know, a couple of them were brothers, you know.
Yeah, they were all related.
They were all Jewish. All
and none of them made money, right? Isn't that the story? They all were broke. They got a shitty deal with
well,
everything they did.
They were gambling in Reno. And there was a guy at the table. And some black guy at the table said something to Curly. And
next thing you know,
Mo
they're
something.
Smacking each other in the forehead.
But actually, did you see that movie, the Three Stooges movie? It actually was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, with the guy from Will and Grace.
Right. Was actually pretty. I was. Pretty,
I didn't see it.
It was happened to be pretty good.
It was
good? Man. Yep, it really was.
Who else was in that movie?
I'm trying to think, man. But it was really good.
Was that pretty depicted it pretty well?
Yep.
Right. As they said, it actually depicted the whole situation pretty good.
Yeah. But I'd like to see the true story of you know them. I like to see the real bios of these guys because you know.
Heavy I still stuff. Love watching them whenever they're on.
Yeah,
I watched it. They were on Sunday.
It's
they had
so
like five
fun.
Hours or something. Sunday morning they were on.
So fun. It's so great.
New Year's Eve day or day or something. It was great. I watched like a bunch of them. So stupid.
Yep.
Well, very cool. Well, we're going to be wrapping up the show here in a couple minutes. And let's talk. It's New Year's, right? It's 2018. And like I shared with you, one of my New Year's resolutions is to not drink alcohol for 90 days.
I'm with you.
But I'm going to start tomorrow. So I got to go to March 2nd.
third.
Yeah, so you're right. Third. So that'd be true. But I don't
actually you know, longer because February's 28 days.
Now, would it make any sense that if I say I'm not going to drink alcohol, but I can have at least a glass of red wine or so a couple times a week? Mm-hmm. Or am I? Because no. I really don't want to. I really don't want to drink alcohol, liquor, or beer.
Okay.
Because those are the. You know what I mean?
Well, is wine the gateway drug?
Well,
is the gateway to beer
alcohol,
and liquor?
Man.
It's alcohol. Exactly.
I make fun of these girls all the time. These girls who drink like a couple of bottles of wine at night with dinner and stuff. I'm not an alcoholic. It's just wine.
Well, when I'm talking about a couple of bottles,
right? Right.
Just grapes.
You know, I'm not going to drink like there's a glass of red wine. You know, to take the edge off one night. Or if I'm at a social situation and I don't feel like drinking water, I say I have a glass of wine.
Masturbate.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
Well,
in a public place.
Yeah, it looks like I quit drinking, so I replaced it with masturbation. Doesn't matter.
If the party's at Applebee's.
Listen, you could be Harvey Weinstein at a Halloween party.
That'll be a good get-up. Anyway, so that was one of my resolutions. And the other one is to get in shape. I started posting photos of me on Throwback Thursdays of me in shape.
Didn't it remind you of like, wow, like when you're looking at these old photos? I did the same thing recently. I went through my like Facebook profile pictures from like 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck happened to me, man?
Yeah.
I'm out of shape. I got to get back in shape. And I'm talking like even before that, I used to be in more shape when I was a dancer before my leg got all fucking jacked up. But me too. I'm trying to get back in shape this year.
Peter?
What about you, Peter?
What's your New Year's resolution?
I don't have any.
No?
You know, I'm just going to try to be happy and less miserable and trust as many people.
All right, hold on a second. To make a New Year's resolution work, for it to be successful, it has to be attainable.
Okay, well, that won't happen.
That's just, it has to be measurable. So
I said I was
going to
smoke weed, and that's already out the window.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying, like, I'll quit. To me, it's attainable if I can quit alcohol by at least having 1 to 2 to possibly 3 glasses of wine a week.
Limit your intake.
Right? You know what I mean? That's attainable if I can say I could do that.
Right.
Right?
But you don't drink every night of the week, anyway.
I don't drink. Well, no, but that's why I just really got to stop drinking beer and alcohol.
Oh.
Because like you said, like when I was drinking in Reno, we're out having drinks. I'm like, that's not even doing, you know what I mean? It's not even doing anything for me.
What were you drinking?
The gin and tonics.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I had some wine here, but mostly gin and tonics.
Gin and tonic.
And I'd be sitting there like, I don't feel nothing.
Really?
But I got to tell you,
You feel it in the pocket when you're paying fucking $12 for a watered down
exactly.
drink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you start looking at that like, I'm getting an $80 bill, bar
how
tab.
About, going out to dinner and cutting your bill in half by not having a drink with dinner? I mean...
Yep.
Man, I got to tell you, man, they just kill you in these restaurants when you have
two
drinks, two glasses of wine, and it's $60, $80.
Yeah.
Top of your bill.
Anyway. If you guys have a New Year's resolution, share it with us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie.
Call us, yeah.
With that being said, I want to thank you guys for joining us today. Big announcements, by the way. Don't forget, we start back at Wise Guys Comedy Show in Tavolino's this week. I'll be your host, as well as Perry Sack will be our feature performer, and Chris Gorgeous is our headliner.
Wow.
And on Thursday, our opening of the Goldfinger Comedy Club in Platinum Lounge in Sunrise, Florida. 8 o'clock showtime this Thursday. Myself, Perry had to go to Joe DeWayne's wedding, so he's off the ticket, and we got Chris Fancy Pants Flanagan featuring, as well as Chris Gorgeous for that show. Tickets are on Eventbrite. Do that and check it out. Peter?
That's a strip joint over there?
Yeah, but it's not in the it's in the strip club, but it's a separate room called the Platinum Lounge.
Nice.
There's no strippers.
Oh, I think that's too bad. But
you can go get
them. One with me?
You could.
Okay.
You can get like a girlfriend experience.
Oh boy!
Like, you know, bring you to the club.
I just got a couple of thousand.
Well, there you go.
All right,
that's a good way to spend it.
Well, listen, thank you so much, and you can't see or hear me or follow me anywhere anymore.
No.
Terrible. No, just go to my Facebook.
Go to Peter Linden on Facebook.
Yeah,
Elgin?
Happy New Year, everybody. Follow me at Elgin David on Instagram. And, Dougie, thanks for having us.
You're welcome, guys. And, by the way, also next Tuesday, I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale at the 33rd Wine Bar.
Oh,
Eric Rosenblum and Ethan Moore's gig over there. Serving Fort Lauderdale. Come see us. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And tomorrow in the studio, we think I may have Chris Gorgeous and Perry Sack here. In the studio. If not, we'll come back on Thursday and bring in the same thing. Next week, Rich Voss will be in the studio, as well as Mike Kaplan. We're going to be next week's headliner and feature for the podcast on the show. So all kinds of shit happening. Happy New Year, guys. God bless. And we'll see you right here at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, past the limits of imagination, through the door to the world of another.